Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back. Sunday's Super Bowl 47 pissed the San Francisco 49ers against the Baltimore Ravens, but it's also a battle of brothers. John Harbaugh coaches the Ravens. His younger brother Jim leads the 49ers. So it's being called the Harbowl, among other nicknames. And as you might imagine, a lot of people are having a lot of fun with this, especially the Harbaughs themselves. Last week, the Harbaugh parents, Jack and Jackie, took part in a conference call for reporters eager for childhood stories about John and Jim.
Our next question comes from John from Baltimore. Your line is open.
Yeah, a question from Baltimore. Is it true that both of you like Jim better than John?
Do not. John,
are you that John?
Is that John Harbaugh? I want to say, hey, John.
That was me, John. Mom was ready to answer
that. Mom was ready to come right through this phone. I'm so happy that Joni recognized your voice.
Joni is John and Jim's sister, and she saw through her brother's prank call. And someone else who might have recognized John's voice is sports writer John Bacon. He knows the Harbaughs well because he grew up with them in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when their father Jack was an assistant football coach at the University of Michigan. John Bacon now joins us from WBEZ Chicago. John, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Sasha. Welcome back.
Thanks. And John, that prank call, is that pretty typical of the Harbaugh brothers?
Yes, it is. And the interesting thing to note there is that John accused them of liking Jim more than John. If Jim was making that phone call, he would say, I've heard that you love Jim more. He would have put it on himself, not the other way around. So they're very similar in a lot of ways, about 80%. They're obviously very athletic, very competitive, raised both by their dad, Jack, who's also a football coach, and also Bo Schembechler, to a large degree, the old Michigan coach. And I know you being a Buckeye, you love him.
That's right. I'm from Ohio. You remember.
Exactly. But the 20% difference, though, is very strong. John is famous for being a button-lipped kind of guy. Jim is famous for not being one. So as you might recall, in 86 against Ohio State, he guaranteed victory. That you don't usually do in that game, of course, and I can't imagine John doing that in a million years.
Now, I believe, John, that you are the same age as Jim. You went to school with him, and you know John, too. Even as kids, were they big athletes?
Yes, definitely. John was a good athlete, but not always a great athlete. He was a grinder. They were both at Ann Arbor Pioneer High School. I went to the other high school, but I played hockey with Jim and baseball against him. John went from Pioneer to Miami of Ohio, which is a great place to be a future coach, but not a future player. Ben Roethlisberger is one of the few big-time names that came out of that school for football. But the coaching list is Woody Hayes, Paul Brown, Bo Schembechler. The list is extremely long, and John is now part of that list. And it took him, 20-some years to get where he is. Jim was the Big Ten MVP as a senior at Michigan quarterback. My sophomore year in high school, I was slightly better than Jim in hockey. That's my slight claim. Although I'm not challenging him to a knife fight or a fist fight or any of that. I don't want any misquotes here. He's still a much bigger guy than I will ever be, of course. But his sophomore year at a very large high school, one of the biggest in the state of Michigan, about 2,000, 3,000 kids.
Wow.
He was a starting quarterback as a sophomore, starting point guard in basketball, starting pitcher in baseball and shortstop. That is an athlete. And he was not all that fast, wasn't all that big. He was the most competitive guy I might have ever met, and I've interviewed Michael Jordan and Bo Schembechler and a bunch of others.
Mm.
His fires burn as hot as anybody's I've ever met.
But how competitive in terms of how badly they want to beat each other? Because now this gets complicated.
It does get complicated. I suspect it only cranks it up, did not diminish it. I suspect the mom, Jackie, by the way, in fact, I know this for a fact, having many mutual friends, she spent a lot of time breaking up fights between these two. They're football players, they go at it, it's how they go. I'm willing to bet Jim started most of them, being the younger one, not John. So the competitive fires run deep. They were joking about, will they shake hands or hug? Here's a prediction. If John loses, he'll shake Jim's hand, maybe give him a hug. If Jim loses, no guarantees whatsoever. He's notorious. The Detroit Lions coach, Schwartz, by the way, is notorious for not shaking his hand after the game and saying some insulting things, which ticked off the Detroit Lions coach last year. So that's more Jim style than John.
And, I'm sure that every camera in that stadium is going to be trained on them after the game to see how they greet each other. They were actually asked about that at a joint news conference in New Orleans today.
I've given absolutely no consideration to the post-game handshake or bear hug or anything else. I've not thought about that for one second. Have you, Jim?
I have not.
So, John, even though they may want to beat each other, there's still some evidence that there's brotherly soft spots there, because just yesterday, Jim Harbaugh let his brother's team, the Ravens, practice at the indoor facility that the 49ers were using, because apparently it was too windy for Baltimore to practice outside. Now, that sounds like it'd be a firing offense if they didn't have a blood tie. Did that surprise you?
Yeah, exactly. I don't see the Jets and the Patriots helping out together in that kind of
no.
fashion. So, no, that is, and I will say this, that is a very tight family, always has been. And no doubt, for whatever fights they had in their household growing up, John would be the first guy to defend Jim publicly and privately. So I think that is not at all unusual. They're a very, very close family. And one of Jack Harbaugh's great lines as they packed their lunches every day and sent him off to school was, "Now attack this day with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind." This is not your average father.
No, it doesn't
they're
sound
raised
like
to be
it.
Exactly.
He didn't,
to be
he didn't raise his
coaches.
Kids. He coached his kids as a parent. Exactly.
I think that's a fair analysis. Exactly right.
You have some wonderful stories about the Michigan connection here, which I've already mentioned, and in particular the Harbaugh's relationship with Bo Schembechler, the legendary Michigan coach. Dad Jack coached under Bo. Jim Harbaugh played for Bo. It seems like a really deep tie here.
Very deep. In fact, Jim was the ball boy at age 10 or 12. For the Michigan football team. And we were all very envious of this when we were playing hockey with him. Then, of course, he ends up being the guy who's actually holding the ball for all the plays. So that's how far back they go. Very close to Bo. I was lucky enough to write Bo's last book with him before he passed away in 2006. And asked Jim for, and this book is on John's shelf, he's talked about it with the Washington Post and so on, and as his guide. As much as his dad was, Bo was as well. They're really honorary sons of Bo's. But Jim once asked Bo a famous question. He said, What kind of team are we going to have next year? And Bo said, "Come back in 20 years and I'll tell you." Mm. In other words, what kind of husbands and fathers and community leaders you were, that's what we're going to know. And after his last game against Ohio State, he brought Jim into his office and said, "What it must be like to have a son play the way you did. I'm proud of you, Jim." And Jim, who is, again, a little cocky, said he's never forgotten that the rest of his life.
Oh, that's really nice. I want to bring up one more thing about this complicated family connection, because apparently Jim Harbaugh's son, Jay, is actually a coaching intern for John Harbaugh and the Ravens. So who in the world do mom and dad and anybody related to these guys root for?
Get tickets in the 50 is my advice.
That's sports writer John Bacon. We'll link you to his blog at hereandnow.org. His upcoming book is Fourth and Long, The Fight for the Soul of College Football, and it's due out this fall. Thanks, John. It was fun to talk with you again.
Thank you, Sasha, as always.
Back in a minute, Here and Now.